You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of Sizzling Samachar. I'm your host Nikhil. News first from Hollywood. Emily Blunt is in early talks to join Steven Spielberg's new UFO film at Universal Pictures, described as a two-hander, with Blunt taking on one of the two major roles. Spielberg, who conceived the story, will collaborate with writer David Koepp and producer Christy McCosker-Krieger. Spielberg's recent works include the Oscar-nominated The Fablemans and West Side Story. Blunt, fresh off her first Oscar nomination for Oppenheimer, is known for her roles in Sicario, Edge of Tomorrow and The Devil Wears Prada. The film's release date is yet to be announced. Next up, Wes Anderson has teased his upcoming film, The Phoenician Scheme, which boasts a large star-studded cast including Benicio del Toro, Michael Cera, Riz Ahmed, Bill Murray, Tom Hanks, Scarlett Johansson, and more. The film has finished filming but lacks a release date and might undergo a title change. Co-written with Roman Coppola, it promises Anderson's signature style with quirky characters and vibrant visuals. Anderson mentioned that many familiar faces from his previous films will return. The movie was filmed in Germany and includes contributions from frequent Anderson collaborators. Next up, Idris Elba and Rebecca Ferguson might join Catherine Bigelow's mysterious Netflix thriller set at the White House. Elba and Ferguson have busy schedules with multiple projects but are considering this new film opportunity. Plot details are under wraps but involves a missile threat on American soil. This will be Bigelow's first feature since her 2017 historical drama Detroit. Elba stars in Apple TV Plus's Hijack and Ferguson in Silo. The script, written by Noah Oppenheim, continues Bigelow's collaboration with Netflix after her previous project Aurora faced budget disputes. The release date is yet to be announced. Moving on, Hunter Schafer, known for her role in Euphoria, has joined the cast of Blade Runner 2099, marking the first live-action project from the franchisee since 2017. She will star alongside Michelle Yeoh, though details about their roles remain undisclosed. The series, produced by Ridley Scott, will explore humanity through the lens of a futuristic world with replicants. Schafer's casting comes amid delays in the filming of Euphoria's third season, allowing her to take on this new project. Directed by Jonathan Van Tulleken and written by Silke Lucia, Blade Runner 2099 will film in Spain and Prague and premiere on Prime Video. Next up, Jodie Comer has revealed that she's mastering the Geordie accent for her role in 28 Years Later, the highly anticipated sequel to 28 Days Later. The film will be shot in Newcastle, differing from the original's London setting. Comer will star alongside Ralph Fiennes, Aaron Taylor-Johnson and the returning Cillian Murphy, with the movie slated for a June 20, 2025 release. Directed by Danny Boyle, this third installment promises to be a significant summer blockbuster, continuing the intense and philosophical exploration of a post-apocalyptic world, teeming with fast-moving zombies. Next up, Marvel's highly anticipated Blade reboot faces a setback as director Yann Demange exits, leaving production halted and fans in suspense. This marks the second directorial departure from the Vampire Hunter saga, reportedly due to creative differences. Despite setbacks, Oscar winner Mahershala Ali remains attached to star as Blade, with Marvel prioritizing quality over rushing the film's release. The screenplay, which has seen multiple iterations, is now under the helm of Eric Pearson. Set for a tentative release date of November 7, 2025, Blade aims to live up to its iconic predecessor while navigating the challenges of development limbo. Last piece of news to wrap up, originally a limited series, FX's Shogun expanded to two more seasons after rave reviews. Season 2 will delve deeper into history and characters, exploring darker themes and conspiracy theories. Without source material, co-creators Justin Marks and Rachel Kondo, along with executive producer Hiroyuki Sanada, are brainstorming new content inspired by James Clavell's book. Marks describes the process as creative chaos, while Kondo emphasizes the challenge of uncharted territory. Sanada assures fans that maintaining quality is paramount. Season 1 of Shogun is available on Hulu, with Season 2 currently in the planning stages. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.